We came to work on Monday morning and was surprised to have the inspector walk in the door shortly after we did. So, yeah, that was an unannounced inspection that they do annually in every jail across the state.
And give us the results.
Well, we're pleased to announce that we passed without condition and are now a compliant jail as certified by the Texas Commission on Jail Standards. And so we're very, very proud of that.
Now, one could take a easy, sarcastic viewpoint. You have a new jail; it should pass inspection, but it really is necessary, and it really is a feather in your cap, even though you do have a new facility.
Right. It's much more than the infrastructure. It's certainly, they do smoke testing and then response to that fire alarm. So our people have to don all the appropriate apparatus and respond quickly and timely. In this case, we had a very good response, and so we passed that with flying colors. And certainly all the reporting and that goes along with the medical records, the booking and releasing and classification documents all have to be in place and properly done. And so, they take a very close look at that. And then and all the life safety issues dealing with the generator to the smoke detectors, all that is closely looked at, and all of our generators operated as they should, and all our smoke evacuation equipment worked. So it all came together well.
Well, let's go back to the people side of things and the operation of the jail. While the building is new, y'all are probably still trying to get used to the daily routine, and that could easily catch that could be an easy and accidental slip up somewhere down the line. And I think it's reassuring to know that your jail staff has caught on and seem to have a routine down.
Well, exactly. Of course, staffing is a very critical issue. There's minimum standards that we have to meet for every 48 inmates in our custody. We have to have one jail officer on the floor and available for call. And so when you're talking about a population of 361 that we have today, you have to have that many officers out there and more. And so having staffing levels is really important. And then the fact that we challenged ourselves and changed our operations strategy to a direct supervision and implemented an inmate behavior management philosophy at the same time did challenge our staff, and they have risen to that challenge, and they're performing very well.
This is the first time you've had the inspection at the new facility, right?
It is.
Okay, so it's a nice way to get it started.
It certainly is nice to get it done and behind us and know that we are running a compliant jail.